Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. I wanted to say hi to some listeners around the world and talk a little bit about stats.
Ooh.
Right? Our podcasters, we love us some stats. So I want to share a stat with you that might be a little bit, interesting on the How to Podcast series. Here we go. Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. My name is Dave. Thank you for coming by. Appreciate it. We're talking stats and a little shout outs to some of the people around the world that have been interacting with us here on the How to Podcast series. And just wanted to say hi to some people because I felt that was kind of cool to see these countries popping up in our statistics. And, you know, it's just nice to reach out and say hello. So there's a stat that I want to share with you, and I know podcasters are addicted to stats. So this one is something I really wanted everyone to kind of think about for a second. And the stat is that 73.6% of all statistics are made up.
Oh my goodness.
73.6% of all statistics are made up. And there is a quote that was popularized by Mark Twain. It says that there are three kinds of lies. There are lies, there are darn lies, we'll say, and statistics. Those are the three types. And for podcasters, especially for new podcasters, you pour your heart, your soul into your podcast. You create the episode, you put it up there, and you get like 1 to 10 listens. And you're like, really? Is that all my effort is for that? And we talked about this before, but even if your numbers seem really low when you're starting, just imagine those as real people in a real room, sitting on real chairs, waiting for you to come in and speak to them every week. And then just answer the question to yourself, how do I know I'm being effective? And my challenge to you would be, if you are impacting one life, then your podcast is effective and it's a success. For all the people in the world who dream about having a podcast, dream about sitting in your chair with that microphone and recording and sharing their message with the world, they're dreaming of that day. You're doing it. So in that, you've already won. Now, there's a challenge that goes out to people about statistics and watching your numbers. Is that sometimes you can get down on yourself because you don't hit some imaginary goal or some high and lofty target, and you feel like you're not good enough, your podcast isn't good enough. Hey, I'm only reaching 20 people. Say that again. You are reaching 20 people who could be on Netflix, could be listening to the radio, could be listening to another podcast. They could be doing a host of other things, but these 20 people have shown up for you. And ask yourself, is that enough? Is that enough that people actually care and people come back week after week, episode after episode, to connect with you as a podcast host? Find joy in the small numbers and build a community around small numbers, because the bigger you grow, the harder it's going to be to reach out and share a message on Instagram, voice message or a video message, or respond to a text or an email or a comment. When your numbers are small, you can build a deep, strong community with your 5, 10, 15, 20 listeners. You can build depth. And the strongest trees have the deepest roots. So my challenge to you is to go deep with your roots. go deep with your new podcast listeners. Reach out to them. You have the time. When you're up in the thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads, you're not going to have time to reach out to every single listener. You're not going to have time to respond to every comment. And I know we're dreaming of that day that we can have such a successful podcast and be famous. But be famous in a small town. Be famous with your community right now and build them up as you go. That's my challenge for you today. Again, we get so caught up in our numbers and it's really, really hard to get away from that. But learn a very valuable lesson in that your smallest community at the very beginning of your podcast is where you build your base. Think of a musician, think of a band. They've never been heard of before, but they've been slugging it out, playing in shows and bars and festivals and parking lots for years and years and years, practicing in the basement, to playing a show to nobody. I've been there, and they've never made it. Nobody knows who they are. And then one day, one person comes to a show, and they bring a friend, and they bring a friend, and slowly this community builds. The best connection between an audience and a band happens in the early days. Not when there's tens of thousands of people in some big stadium. It might be fun to have that kind of audience, but the connection between stage and audience, it's not really that deep. It's not really that amazing. So build your audience now. So looking at my numbers, I just wanted to share a little bit about the countries that I am in at the moment, and I'm totally thrilled that 42%, here's my percents, 42% of my listeners are in the U.S. So to my U.S. neighbors to the south, I'm in Canada. Thank you for listening to the podcast. So awesome. I've got Canadian listeners, Australian listeners, listeners in India, the U.K., Germany, Netherlands, Morocco. It's so amazing to hear and be a part of this, of this community. And, you know, it's really, really fun to be able to get out and share a message with the world and know that people around the world are listening. That's quite unique. I guess the one country that caught me off guard was Tunisia. Like, how someone in Tunisia found this podcast, I am spellbound. I really am. It's really exciting. So to my listeners in Tunisia, thank you for listening to a guy named Dave recording a podcast in Canada. Thank you. I don't know what to say. So that's the fun part of stats. I love that kind of side of it. I can see that, you know, where people are listening to my podcast on, that's really awesome. People are listening to this podcast on Amazon Alexa. Wow. I can see my audience ages, which is interesting. 9% of my audience, are you ready for this, are between the ages of 0 and 17. Wow. The biggest part of my audience is from 45 to 59. That's 36% of my audience. I have nobody listening who is over 60. So I don't know what that means. But if you're over 60 or you know somebody, help me with my stats. Get them to listen to my podcast. But it's really interesting to see a little bit behind the scenes. And I'd love to hear some of your numbers and some of the countries where your podcast is being listened to. Head over to the link in the show notes, truemediasolutions.ca, to our podcast website, and leave us a voicemail. There's a little icon on the screen. You can click it, leave a voice message. Let me know where people are listening to your podcast. What country caught you off guard? And I would love to kind of hear that. Remember, most stats are made up. The one thing that I wish podcasters were a little bit more open about and not so shy to talk about are their real, true numbers. if everyone is doing 100,000, 500,000 downloads in an hour on their podcast, that seems a little off to me. And it seems a little discouraging to new podcasters. So if we can be a little bit more transparent about what a real number is, so that, because when I started, I had no idea if I was doing well or not. And I would ask some people and they'd be like, don't worry about it. I'd ask others and they'd be like, that's, you're new, you're terrible. And I'm like, oh, thanks. So just be encouraged that, again, if you have one person show up consistently to your podcast to hear you talk and share your message, you've won. Again, there are people around the world that wish they could have what you have. They wish they could be a podcaster. You're doing it. So don't stop. Keep going. Share your message. And the listeners will come. Because you keep showing up, they'll show up. And that's how community is built. Don't forget about those people that came to your early shows as a band and sat through some of probably your worst performances, but they came and they sat at that table and listened to you play and practice your art in front of them. People show up to your podcast. They will stay. They will listen. They will hear you flub. They will hear you make mistakes. They will hear you at your worst, but they show up because they like something about you. Make sure that you show you in every episode, because that's what people are going to connect with. TrueMediaSolutions.ca. Love to talk to you over there. If you need any help with your podcast, come see us. Catch you on the next one. And again, thank you for listening. Cheers. Bye. Hey, this is Dave from the podcast. Thank you for listening to the How to Podcast series. We have a new website, easy to find, howtopodcast.ca. not .com, .ca. I'm in Canada, so .ca. howtopodcast.ca is how to find us. How easy is that, right? How did I get that domain? howtopodcast.ca. Link in the show note below. This is just a quick little thing to let you know, hey, the website's being worked on. It's active. You can go there now. howtopodcast.ca. I would love for you to come over there. It's not the .com. Somebody already had that. I have the .ca because I live in Canada. Ta-da! So, howtopodcast.ca. I'll see you over there. Thank you for being part of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, follow, and do all the things we ask you to do. Catch you on the next one.